Did you check your bank account this weekend? There may be some money from the government there. Now, over the weekend, the first of those $1,400 stimulus payments started showing up in people's accounts. The IRS has the job of sending them out, yet another project for the agency right in the middle of tax season. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It's been a rough decade or so for the IRS. Budgets were slashed, there was a hiring freeze, and a loss of workers. Tony Reardon is president of the National Treasury Employees Union, which represents many IRS workers.
Since 2010, the IRS has lost nearly 33,000 employees. It makes it very difficult for the agency to do its tax work when, you know, they've lost more than 20% of their workforce.
Then, a year ago, the coronavirus pandemic hit. The filing deadline for 2019 taxes was extended to July, and the IRS is still behind in processing those returns. And now, with the 2020 filing season underway, the agency has new responsibilities. It needs to issue the latest stimulus payments to some 85% of American households, according to President Biden, and implement other provisions as well.
It is a big task on top of filing season, as well as the other stimulus measures that were put in place by the bill.
That's Samantha Jacoby. She's with the Nonprofit Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says the IRS will get some help in the bill, an infusion of $1.4 billion to modernize the agency's 50-year-old software platform.
The IRS knows how big of a task this is and how important it is. They've got this big infusion of funding, which is really important. There could be some hiccups, but the IRS is working really hard to get this relief to people.
The IRS says it's reviewing the just-passed bill, a spokesman telling NPR the measure is a really heavy lift in some respects. Nina Olson, a former taxpayer advocate at the agency, says the IRS should be pretty well prepared to issue the stimulus payments.
I think that the stimulus checks are the least of their worries, in the sense that they've done this twice before in the last 12 months. They have the programming in place for most of it. Certainly with the December round, they showed how quickly they could respond.
But Olson says another provision of the measure could be a bit more complicated. It's the new monthly child tax credit of up to $300 per child that Democrats included in the bill, which the IRS is going to have to figure out how to implement.
It's a new program. It requires monthly payments, although the issuance of monthly payments is, to me, the least of the worries. It's, are you paying out the money to the right people? You know, if the child is moved to somebody else's household or another child is added.
And another provision in the bill, which makes unemployment insurance payments tax exempt for many Americans, is a further complication. Many taxpayers have already filed their 2020 returns and may have paid taxes they no longer owe, says Samantha Jacoby.
The good news is, starting last year, the IRS will now allow people who want to amend returns to do so electronically, which wasn't the case in the past, and that might make it a little bit easier for some people.
But she says it's clearly a big challenge for the IRS to carry out all that's been put on its plate with the new legislation, and it's going to take some time. Brian Naylor, NPR News.